Good morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. It's Thursday, March the 7th, and another exciting week in the markets as investors hang on every word spoken by Mr. Jay Powell before the Senate Banking Committee's semi-annual testimony. He's not actually said we're cutting rates any point in the future, but that the data continues to improve, he will likely cut. That was enough to send a feeding frenzy into the marketplace, led by the Magnificent Seven, and push the S&P and NASDAQ into record territory. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank also tipped their hands today. They kept rates unchanged, but pointed to future rate cuts as long as inflation trends in the right direction. We note the German stock market up 126 points, new record high there. France up 61, also another record high, while London up a modest 13 points. Slightly different picture over in Asia, with Tokyo market down 492, Hong Kong down 208. Bank of Japan actually indicating that they might be at an end to their negative interest rate policy that's gone back since 1989. So the view of positive returns in bonds sort of offsetting some of the glory days we've seen in the stocks and the record run we've seen in the first 2 months in that marketplace. As for bond investors, well, they're not actually holding their breath. We got a rally Monday, Tuesday, and into Wednesday. Today, giving back a little bit, down a nickel in the U.S., yielding 4.11, down 15 cents, yield 3.37% in Canada. That might have something to do with a $496 million trade surplus we had. It's boosted the loonie by a quarter of a cent here this morning. And of course, any pop to inflation could derail this rally, and tomorrow we get non-farm payrolls along with average hourly earnings, so cross your fingers. Meanwhile, the S&P up 60 points, 5,164. The NASDAQ up 272 points at 16,303, and the Dow up 219 at 38,880. Leadership coming through, Intel up 3%, Amazon and American Express up 2%. As for those Mag 7s pushing the NAS and the S&P, 3% jump in Meta and Nvidia, plus 2% jumps in Alphabet, Amazon, and Netflix. So those tech rally is back in fashion here. Turning to the TSX, also in record territory, led by a 2% jump in technology stocks, no surprise there, plus a 1% jump in utilities, real estate, materials, and consumer staples. Telecom and consumer discretionaries are actually tilting lower here this morning, but not by much. And we also know gold is at another record high. And of course, we also have a nice rally shaping up in commodities, courtesy of a falling U.S. dollar. Bullion up $6, 2,164. Copper gaining 4 pennies, 392. Crude oil down a quarter at 78.86 a barrel. Natural gas down 8 cents at $1.98. Overall, the TSX up 197 points, 21,791. Okay, last but not least, the loonie here. It's up, mentioned, up better by 25 basis points, 74.29, which means it's going to cost you $1.34 for US dollar, $1.47 for the euro, and $1.72 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, hoping you have a happy and safe trading day.